Hello again. Now, there's a saying I'm confidently informed that found the oxygen of publicity, I think, in the United States, and so flourished as a sort of kind of a mantra for some in the health profession. It goes something like this. Hi, Dr. X. Well, are Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so healthy? Well, yes, comes the reply. But you know, adding to this caveat, there is no such thing as a normal healthy person. They're just people who have not been investigated enough. Now, this may puzzle, bore, or entertain you in equal amounts, but this whole idea of pursuing tests and more investigations is, of course, nothing new. If we could invent a single test that checked for everything, every part of the body, many of us would actually go for that. Unless it was very unpleasant, possibly hazardous to our health, or even very expensive. After all, what is seen as normal today may be affected by some horrible disease starting a day after these reassuring test results. The concept of what is termed overdiagnosis is now, though, gaining some traction, as we often find these patients being sent for further tests just in case, with often more indifferent results leading to even more medical input into what may be something quite simple or something simply inexplicable. In other words, the operation was a complete success, but the patient perished. Many moons ago, Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, famously wrote, "Do no harm. First, do no harm. Primum non nocere," translated into Latin from ancient Greek. Nowadays, we are much more aware of this so-called functional disorder thing. These are those symptoms that can be very intrusive, even disabling, but after undertaking extremely extensive investigations to try and ascertain any known cause, we find structurally nothing wrong, nothing obviously amiss. In the olden days, whenever you had this sort of set of results, it would be presented to the patient as a fait accompli. Job done. It's all fine. So it's either all in your head, or you're just making it up for some reason. This is what we call secondary gain. Be it financial, there were certain benefits, or emotional, there was need for care or assistance from family, friends, or society in general. If only it was as simple, of course, as that. But being human, it ain't. Typically, functional disorders sit at the interface of the mind versus body. Scientifically, between neurology and psychiatry. We're now, though, increasingly understanding that these problems are perhaps more common than we first thought. Indeed, a frequent visitor to the neurology outpatient clinics. Modern technology, though, is starting to find clues, in particular via the latest brain scanning technology, involving what we call functional MRI scanning, which may indeed show previously undetected changes and differences between what you might term normal brains and those who are having these problems with functional issues. One way of looking at this, then, is comparing this to computers. You can have a perfectly normal computer working slightly erratically. It's the software, the programming, that might be not fully functional. GPs, of course, deal with this stuff all the time. The way it's being dealt with, responsible for the outcome and response from the patient. Relevant checks and balances arranged, clues to possibly more serious causes elicited and hopefully excluded. Sometimes, and this is the real meat of general practice, we're seeing a bit by bit a gradual progression of something going on. This is quite different from, for example, what you see in the standard outpatient appointment at the hospital, where there's a chance you might see a different doctor on each visit. Then, it's being a bit difficult to get to grips with each of us. They have to read your notes, and they seem to start afresh. Although, if you're seeing a familiar consultant, the whole process is obviously much more flowing and interactive. Occasionally, it is extremely helpful, though, as we still find the odd eureka moment arrive from these visits to the hospital. Very rare conditions GPs never see, being occasionally diagnosed, although with modern screening blood tests being readily available, etc. This is thankfully less common nowadays. Some medical conditions, though, had a reputation for late recognition. Simple ones, slowly worsening thyroid functional, anemias, both due to low iron or vitamin levels, growth hormone abnormalities, would sometimes be quite late in diagnosis, as the progress could be so insidious and so slow, nobody really noticed the difference. But wander into the GP's surgery, and the GP who might know you would immediately notice the change. What's going on? Offer a simple blood test, and all is revealed. In this case, familiarity brings results. Familiarity, of course, breeds contempt. Quite how modern society views previously rampant diseases such as measles, mumps and rubella, aka German measles, just amazes me, perturbs me. In the past years, the UK had lots of schools just for deaf children, virtually all the results of a mum catching simple German measles during her pregnancy. Measles ear damage, hearing loss, eye damage, brain damage was a very feared consequence of this extremely contagious viral illness. The MMR vaccine has been remarkably effective. It's free, easily administered and readily available. It's all been said before, but worth stating once again and again. Enough said. Till next week. Cheerio.